welcome to the Bossed Up Podcast, episode 356. So if you've been working hard and you pride yourself on being detail-oriented, consistently excellent, but you still feel stuck and passed over for the promotions or leadership opportunities that you want, today's episode is really for you. Because as frustrating as it may be, in order to get to the next level in our careers, we often have to go above and beyond excelling in our current role. To show that we're ready for growth, we have to show that we're already thinking ahead and acting like a leader. Now, one common misconception I see is that people mistake management skills for leadership skills. And they're fundamentally different, but those differences are not well understood. Don't get me wrong, one is not better than the other. They're both important. All of us need to call upon our internal manager and our internal leader in order to get the work done, to keep constantly learning and growing and iterating. So both that manager mindset and leader mindset often coexist within the same person. But more often than not, you tend to lean one way or the other. And for about 90% of the women that I work with, they lean towards thinking like a manager. Now, again, there's nothing wrong with being an excellent manager. Frankly, most of our jobs require the ability to manage projects and get things done efficiently. But in order to show your leadership potential to those around you and to get opportunities to really rise in the workplace, we have to start showcasing our leadership mindset even before it's being asked of us. Now, there are many ways that a manager mindset differs from a leader mindset. But today, I'd like to focus on how those differences show up across three dimensions in particular. First, let's break it down when it comes to tasks versus people. Managers tend to be task-focused. They get to work and think, okay, what do I need to get done today? They thrive on that dopamine hit that you get when you cross something off your to-do list and clear the decks, that feeling of having an empty inbox or an empty to-do list at the end of the day or week. And they're focused primarily on getting things done and meeting clients' needs. Leaders, on the other hand, are more people-focused. They wake up and think, who do I need to set up for success today? Or who do I need to check in with today? They focus on equipping people and teams with the resources that they need and removing barriers in their path so that they're not the bottleneck. They focus on inspiring people to deliver their best performance and on anticipating client needs, not just meeting them. So if you're flexing your leadership mindset alongside your manager mindset, let's talk about how that might impact how you approach an everyday project, like just writing a simple memo. A manager might think, okay, how do I start by outlining what I want to say in this memo and then drafting it and then sending it to my boss for approval? They're focused on the step-by-step tasks involved, and that's great, but a leader might approach this differently. A leader might say, okay, how do I start by briefly talking over the scope of this memo with all the stakeholders that this will impact so that I can really understand what they need covered in this memo in order for it to actually equip them to move forward effectively? And then I'll get to drafting it. Now, it's not about being a manager or a leader. It's about challenging you to think about how you approach your everyday work and everyday tasks by shifting from manager mindset to leader mindset, or just maybe shifting from leader mindset to manager mindset, depending on which one you're currently using more than the other. What would it look like to practice using both mindsets, and how would that inform the work you're already doing? Let's talk through how this looks on a whole other dimension: executing versus innovating. Managers keep the trains running on time. They're focused on managing projects and programs with precision, driving towards deadlines, and fulfilling promises made. They think about what meetings are on the horizon they need to prepare for, what tasks will need to get done in order to execute the work, and what they can do personally to influence the outcome for the better. Now, while managers keep those trains running on time, leaders think about innovating the mode of transport altogether. Can we make a faster train? Or would things work better if we took an airplane? Or perhaps we should change the destination altogether. Leaders question assumptions and think about what should be on everyone's to-do list rather than adhering to what's on their list at any given moment. They ask big picture questions and question how things are being done, sometimes much to the chagrin of managers around them, as they drive towards an ultimate big picture vision. Now, a client that I worked with in our Level Up Leadership Accelerator program was thinking like a manager when she was asked to produce a slide deck for her boss and her boss's boss, covering how she would expand a project that she'd executed well in Canada for the entire continent of Europe. She was being considered for a big promotion at the time that would enable her to actually do this, and this presentation was going to be her opportunity to show her boss and her boss's boss that she was ready for that promotion and was already thinking like a leader who was ready for more responsibility. So she walked me through her presentation, which we talked through on one of her executive coaching calls. And what it did is it looked back on what worked well in her Canada project and then outlined how she'd replicate those best practices in Europe. I challenged her to think bigger. I wanted her to see what other organizations in her industry were doing in Europe so that she could learn from those external influences. I wanted her to do more market research into macro trends that might be impacting her target audience in Europe right now. I wanted her to think bigger, think outside of her organization, think about innovating and questioning assumptions, and think about what she should be doing when expanding this project into Europe, not just how to do what she did before because it worked well. But that's not what they asked me to do, she said to me on her coaching call. I know, I replied, but this is a time to go above and beyond what is being asked of you. So I challenged her to bring her leadership mindset in and not stop at merely executing what she was asked to do, but rather how she would focus on innovating and improving the project if she was given the opportunity. And I'm happy to report that her presentation was a smash. Her boss and her boss's boss were absolutely blown away by all of the information that she brought in, both from her past experience and external competitors and analysis that she brought in from current events and news and industry competitors. And that this Level Up client landed not only a promotion, but also a hefty pay bump too. Now let's break down how a manager mindset differs from a leader mindset on one final dimension: doing things right versus doing the right thing. Managers tend to focus on doing things right, while leaders tend to focus more on doing the right thing. Now, approaching work with a manager mindset means you're focused on adhering to the rules, getting the details right, and making sure that you're being thorough and precise, which is very important. Project managers need to make sure we're sticking to deadlines. Product managers need to make sure the development team is getting all the bugs out of the new feature before it goes live. And program managers need to make sure the clients are getting their survey results in on time so we can continue to execute the program. Approaching work like a leader might mean you frankly struggle with the details, and you aren't as focused on getting things done perfectly well. Instead, you're focused on how you're leaving people feeling about working with you, and whether or not the rules you're following align with your overall values, your whole value set, your sort of philosophy on what you feel is morally right and wrong. Did the project go exactly as planned? Who cares? Who even knows? Rather than being bogged down with those little details, you're focused on finessing those relationships so you can parlay them into more opportunities and make sure everyone's feeling good about how you're moving forward. So as a quick example, when I recently returned from a client's leadership training that we had the pleasure of running a few months ago, I was for sure thinking about all the to-do list items that had to get done, the invoice that needed to be prepared, the photos that had to be uploaded, the survey results that we needed to cull through and analyze. But what I was more focused on was this: how is that one speaker doing who we featured at the event but had a really traumatizing incident involving bed bugs at the hotel that we'd put her up in? I'm worried about her mental health, not to mention her physical health, after the grief that this hotel has been putting her through, because they've essentially been gaslighting her this entire time about the existence of bed bugs. And so calling her to check in with her, lend an ear, and make a plan for how we could help was my number one priority for the day. Why? Because I'm focused on doing the right thing, even if it means that getting everything else right had to wait. Look, at the end of the day, a manager and a leader mindset both serve an important purpose. While a leadership mindset can sometimes make you seem a little aloof and out of touch with your head in the clouds, chasing whatever ideas captured your attention for the day or whatever you deem to be most important, this approach can serve an important purpose in keeping everyone thinking into the future and tapping into their highest collective purpose. Operating from a manager mindset can sometimes keep you almost too bogged down in process and tasks, but it also helps keep our organizations grounded, operational, and with an attention to detail that ensures quality control. So what's the takeaway for women leaders on the rise? Making the shift from thinking exclusively like a manager to also thinking more like a leader is not easy, and it doesn't happen without intentional effort. But if you want to prove that you're ready to lead and you're ready for more responsibility, you've got to start acting like it first. This is especially true for women who are less likely to be seen as having leadership potential, even when their past performance is rated highly. People, both men and women, take bets on who's going to be able to lead, says researcher Herminia Ibarra. And leading, it turns out, has very much to do with articulating a different vision of the future. So the question becomes this: are you mostly spending your time approaching your work like a manager, focusing on getting things done and done well, or like a leader, focusing on the future, on people, and on purpose? Regardless of what is being asked of you in your current role, what would it feel like to pause and to think about what should be on your to-do list as opposed to just effectively and efficiently cruising through it? What would it feel like to reevaluate what doing the right thing looks like on behalf of your clients, constituents, or the broader community you serve? And what would it look like to look at your calendar for the upcoming week and say, who do I need to be connecting with or empowering and enabling in order to be most impactful, as opposed to just, what do I need to get done? So I want you to take this challenge to heart. Take some time in the next week and ask yourself, what would it look like to incorporate a little more leader mindset alongside your manager mindset? Flex your leadership sort of muscles here for a minute and challenge yourself to do more critical thinking and analysis and big picture thinking than what's even being asked of you in your current role. I'd be curious to see not only what your experience internally is like, how it feels different to approach your work this way, but also how those around you react and respond to you weighing in with that more leadership mindset focus. And I think making small shifts like this can actually have a profound impact. I just came back from a closing celebration dinner with a Level Up Leadership Accelerator cohort that we ran with a bunch of amazing, high-achieving, brilliant doctors as a part of the Stanford Advancement for Women in Medicine, working primarily with junior faculty women at Stanford Medicine. And even though it had been over 9 months since I had taught anything about the difference between a leader versus a manager, when we celebrated their graduation from this accelerator program, we went around during the dinner and had each and every participant say a few words about what was most impactful for them. And I cannot tell you how flabbergasted I was to hear time and again, so many members of this cohort said, understanding the difference between a leader and a manager, and how even though I have to do both in my role, I have to be a good manager of my work, I'm feeling challenged to show up more and more as a leader. And this slight shift has had a profound impact on how these women show up in their roles and contribute to conversations at work that they were already a part of, but they're weighing in with a different mindset. And that is getting noticed by their bosses, who we also had celebrate with us at this closing dinner. It was so incredible to hear their bosses, chiefs of medical divisions, department chairs, you know, very high level medical professionals weigh in and say, I have noticed a tonal shift. I have noticed this person who went through this program showing up at a higher level. And it's just, it's really incredible that after 9 months of even mentioning it and going by, that that was the key takeaway that so many women have from our Level Up program. So if you want to learn more, if you want to go deeper with me on this, definitely check out Level Up either for our public cohorts that we're running a few times a year at bossstep.org/level up, or how we can help you and your team and your organization create a custom Level Up Leadership Accelerator for the women in your, or frankly, all kinds of folks across the gender spectrum at your workplace. I'd love to hear what you are taking away from today's episode. You can find all of these resources and more at bossstep.org/episode356. That's bossstep.org/episode356. I can't wait to see how you put these to use in your career and your life. And now it's time for this week's Boss Move of the Week.
Hi, Emily. My name is Skyla Pearson. I'm calling you from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Whoop, whoop, roll tide. I actually have a boss move of the year, okay? I published my book back in February. It's called The Enlisted, The Price of Service No One Tells You. And it's about my military experience as a Black woman in the United States Navy. Now, this is where it gets funny. I literally talk about you in my book. Boss Up, A Grown Woman's Guide to Getting Your Shit Together really helped me mentally throughout one of my deployments. I really look forward to hearing from you, Emily. Blessings to you. Okay, have a great day.
Congratulations, boss. And thank you so much for sharing your boss move. You really never know who you're inspiring when you share your come up story. So if you've got a boss move to share, I want to hear from you. Head to the link in today's show notes to schedule an interview with me so I can get to hear your incredible boss move of the week for inclusion on an upcoming episode. Or you can always call it in and leave me a voicemail at the Bossed Up Podcast Hotline, 910-668-BOSS or 2677. Until next time, keep bossing in pursuit of your purpose, and together, let's lift as we climb.